Wednesday, January 26th. President had a heavy schedule today with the 8 o'clock leadership meeting. The Dutch Prime Minister, the Quadriad, and Congressman Belcher are late in the afternoon. We spent some time this morning after the leadership on speech reaction. He's very concerned that we don't assume that the reaction is going to get across and that we realize we have to ride it. He was not pleased with the Post and Times headlines saying reaction had been mixed, although basically they were as accurate as could be hoped for. We're moving to get out the positive response. All the analysis indicates that speech scored extremely well, and now it is just a matter of working the follow-up, the thoughtful people and so on. He wanted to be sure we had Colson really clanking on the various groups and so forth. He was very distressed by the vice president's performance at the leadership meeting because he apparently was critical of some of the facets of the announcement and said so in the wrong way at the wrong time. The president talked to Bill Rogers about this later in the day, and Rogers agreed it was a problem, but nobody seems to know what to do about it. He had me call Harlow to see if he had any thoughts on it, and Bryce is going to talk to the VP and see if he can work something out. President was pleased with a gag he had dreamed up where Henry's speaking at the Women's Press Club tonight, so the president's going to call him with the phone call broadcast to the dinner and make some crack about it. He wants Henry to come back right away to give him hell for half an hour. This was all the president's idea, and he had me work it out with Waka to have the phone arrangement set up. He called Stanton this afternoon and told him how great his crews were and the superb job they had done on the Christmas show, the Rather show, and then in doing the announcement last night. He asked me to do some checking on the reports he had gotten that as to how good his delivery was, and he was curious as to why, what he had done that led to that. Carruthers says it was basically the timing, that he was at ease with the material. I had a meeting late this afternoon with Rogers to go over the president's latest directive to him on the Middle East, and this time it went very well. He seemed to take it well and understood the background point, which I had to make to him verbally, which was that the president wanted to be sure that this was all handled properly from a political viewpoint, and that it was a reversal or a revision of the earlier instructions to Rogers regarding his dealings with the Israelis. End of January 26th.